My name is Bill Kagai. I'm the coordinator of the Free Software and Open Source Foundation for Africa. And I also run a private company, Circuits and Packets Communications Limited, in Nairobi, Kenya, which deals with open source software.
So what is open source software exactly?
Open source software is truly the software for Africa. We talk of practical software technology that will power Africa's development. It is software that essentially is in tandem with the African culture of sharing. It's a community developed software whereby we don't charge any license costs and we do upgrades and updates through the community of software developers all over the world.
Say we have somebody in Africa using a computer, using the internet. How is it different from using Windows? How is open software or open source software different?
So the first difference is that there is the $500, $600 license cost, which you don't have to pay. Secondly, is that the citizens get to be law abiding in that they do not violate copyrights by using pirated software. We are actually bringing in a solution that is going to be sustainable instead of later on governments being held at ransom, being asked to pay billions and billions of dollars of a license of software that was pirated earlier.
And what are some of the obstacles that you face? Have the companies gone after you yet?
Apart from stealing the t-shirts we have on the display here, well, we've been having a lot of challenges. Our website gets hacked into. Essentially, it's a different model of doing business, but it's really not communism, and neither do we disengage from the characteristics of a capitalist way of doing business. It's only that we know that the entire spend in an IT solution, licenses only account to 6%. So we are not going to let these licenses and millions of dollars in research and development hinder us from getting into the industry. You know, if the distributions, Linux distributions have been developed, we just take it up from there, customize, put maybe security as per the relevance of the contracts and the terms of reference we get from our clients.
So how many people right now are using open source software in Kenya approximately?
In Kenya, I would say in terms of the developer community, we'll get up to about 10,000. The industry is now starting to pick up with the advent of IBM, Novell, HP, you know, promoting open source. So it is really starting to penetrate, and we hope to see the same happening in government. And I think we are moving quite well. The progress is good.
You mentioned earlier that ICTs can power development in Africa. And this is something that I'm still skeptical about, because when I think of what blocks development in Africa, I think of capitalism, I think of these massive political economic systems. I think of years of colonization. So what's your answer? How do ICTs power development exactly?
We are optimistic. I'll just use maybe the Millennium Development Goals as an example and go straight to the first goal on access to education, free education for all. Well, if you are to set up a computer laboratory running, say, Microsoft products and the hardware, it will cost you probably to the tune of $20,000 to $30,000 to set up a 20 machines in a lab. But if you use our technologies like what we have called Linux thin client technology, you just have one server, probably on a refurbished machine, powering 20 dump terminals, you actually end up spending about $3,000 to $5,000. So that is already a solution that is working. We have a lot of experience, especially in Namibia, where it has been deployed to thousands of schools, and it's working at the fraction of what the government could have spent. So we are talking really of solutions that are working. If we go maybe to issues on health, we have hospital management systems that are running on open source. We are deploying them in hospitals. So it is essentially a game of doing as we are talking. It is happening, and we are moving on. We cannot say we have all the answers to all the problems, but we are glad that we are putting in our positive contribution in empowering Africans and developing the continent.
And just to end, the t-shirt that has been the victim of, we assume, corporate thieves, what does it say?
The t-shirt says, no windows, no gates, it is open, no bill, it's free. So I don't know why they are sabotaging our work and vandalizing our small stand, but we are really open with what we are doing, and we would like to encourage our competition to please stop stealing our t-shirts.
My name is Dean Wilson, and I represent Microsoft West, East, and Central Africa.
Can you tell me a little bit about what Microsoft does in Africa?
Sure. In Africa, we've got a very concerted initiative around education and the betterment of public sector in general. And my responsibility within this group is to ensure that that happens. The reason why we had an event like WISIS is purely because we got so much exposure to technologies and partners and solutions that we can employ in Africa, and it's been very successful to date.
What solutions exactly are you speaking
of? Primarily around healthcare, e-government solutions, so the provision of public services, access of information to government, to business, and to citizens. And then there's a big education focus, which is the primary reason we're here, to provide ICT skills to the populations in Africa, which desperately need it.
I've just been over at the open source software booth, and well, we were talking a little bit about Microsoft, and I guess my question to you would be, how do you see open source software in Africa, and do you think that Microsoft is more accessible than open source software?
Well, I think, you know, open source in Africa has definitely got its place. I mean, we're all for technology in Africa, so whatever we can do to better the ICT experience in Africa is great. From our point of view, we're putting programs in place to make the software more readily available at affordable prices, but solutions tied to that that are long-term sustainable, I think, is the important thing.
So what would you say Microsoft's interest in Africa then is?
Oh, our interest in Africa is to develop a marketplace that understands the benefits of IT, and then in future generations, from an education perspective, we'll be able to put these to use day to day in terms of job creation, poverty alleviation, this kind of thing.
One last question. Over at the open software booth, there's a t-shirt that I'm sure you've heard about Bill Gates. And so the guys over there would like me to ask you, why is it that Microsoft keeps coming to steal the anti-Bill Gates t-shirts?
I'd love to comment on that, but I have no idea why. Microsoft guys are full of fun anyway, so it's probably something to do with that.
My name is Ebenezer Hatukulipi. I'm from Namibia. I'm working as a web designer.
My name is Bainga Musweu. I'm from Namibia, working for Schoolnet in Namibia, and I'm a technician.
What is Schoolnet?
Actually, Schoolnet is an NGO that provides computers to schools and internet connectivity. So our aim is to empower youth through internet. But so far, since we've been providing computers in 4 years' time, we felt like we're just dumping computers into school. So we came up with an educational content, which goes with the software that we give out to schools. So still with that all kind of resources, still we feel like nothing is happening with the computers. So we did provide trainers to the teachers, we provide trainers to the students, still nobody's making use of the resources. So we came up with a comic idea, which actually we launched this year in April. It went across the country using the local media. So everybody in the country received the comic, especially the teachers and the students and parents, whereby they read the comic and they went straight to their computer lab and start to make use of their technology. So after the launch of the comic, things change.
So tell me a bit about this comic. What does it look like and what is it?
The comic itself is called Haiti, which is in Oshivambo, which is in our local language in our country, which means listen up, it's time to go IT. Actually, if you change the T-I at the end of Haiti, it will become an IT.
So it's a nice comic. It's been used in all Namibia now. Most of the teachers and students now, they are really interested to use this comic. We have evaluated ourselves that it really helped because we have now received a few calls at our toll-free centers. And most of the people now calling our toll-free centers, they just add more ideas which shows to us like it have helped them. And basically, again, the other thing we are doing, the computer we are giving in SchoolNet, they are running on open source software, which is OpenLab. And we are working on thin client solutions. So we only have one computer which is having hard disk, and the rest of the machines, they don't have hard disk. They just communicate by network cables, which is a switch between them. And internet solutions, we do have wireless and dial-up internet.
So what do you guys think about Microsoft?
Well, we are not against Microsoft. But the thing is, the reason why we are providing open source into schools is because we are not paying any license. But with Microsoft in Africa, well, it's very expensive. Since if the school cannot afford a brand new computers, how about to pay the Microsoft license? It's really expensive. If Microsoft can just provide free license to all the schools in Africa, at least for 10 years, that's what you're looking for. We actually, the donation that they can do to Africa should be a free license to all the schools in Africa. If the school is having 20 computer lab, let it have the free license. If the new software has been released, let it also be given to all the schools in Africa. That's the kind of the donation that you want Bill Gates to do in Africa. We don't want the money. We don't want the computer. We want free license. 10 years.
We are really not against of Microsoft. As we are small nations, so we like to work on open source to give ideas to everybody, to amend whatever they want to do on that. Because Microsoft is commercial, which it can be used in our country as a small nation like that. We don't have so much grant to spend, actually not to spend, but to buy their licenses and so on. That's why we decided like, okay, let's start up with open source, which is free, which is anybody can work on it, can change whatever we want to change. And as soon maybe we get into where we want, maybe we can go back to Microsoft, because we'll be having a lot of bugs by that time.